Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina with another first day of the week. The Yehuda Project, how is everybody doing today? Hope all is well and everything is going well, as it is going well for me. I'm trying to get ready for the next week. Happen to work tomorrow. All praises be to the Most High Yah. All praises to His high and holy name. All right, Brother Donnie, if you can hear me, please push one. Please push one. You can get him. All right, there he is. Let me open up his mic. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donnie. How are you today?
I'm fine, Sister Yaina, and you always have the hot and heavies when you come on Blog Talk, man. That was one of my favorite songs by him.
Yeah, Frankie Beverly and Maze, that's him.
Yeah.
That's him. All praises be to the Most High Yah. Okay, so what's going on today? I mean, I got a lot of stuff I can come with, but, you know, my stuff is kind of controversial.
I don't have anything, Sister Yaina. You know, to me, it's always, you know, the repeat of the same stuff every week. You understand? See, the Almighty's working on this America. You understand? I mean, probably like any place else. You understand? He's making his presence known. You understand? And, you know, so, you know, it's just a follow-up of everything that's been going on, you know. Nothing has changed. That's what I want to say.
Oh, okay.
It's gotten worse. Changed for the worse, but it's the same thing. It's just a repeat of whatever else is going on.
That's true. That is so very true. It's a lot. Just so much stuff. It just seemed like it's just falling apart.
Yeah.
You
ever seen a slow motion? I mean, slow motion. It's like a volcano erupting and the stuff is coming down the hill. It's not coming down real fast. It's coming down fast enough for us to get out the way.
Yeah. Crucial. This is some serious crucial stuff.
Yeah. I trust in the Almighty, man. Secondly, I wanted to apologize for yesterday if I interrupted your program. I'm sorry. I apologize, man. You know, I always got something to say.
You know how me and you do. I got that little bitty famous mute button, so it's okay, you know. I know we get excited. Everybody get excited, you know. So sometimes I have to push the mute button, but it ain't no harm. You know, I still love you. Ain't no problem, you know.
Okay, you know how we appreciate
yes,
that. My baby boy. You understand? He's been feeling kind of depressed. You know, he had an accident. You know, you understand? And and he's not able to do anything. You understand?
Uh-huh.
You know, and I wanted to tell him, and I hadn't gotten the opportunity to tell him is that just hold on, man. You understand what I'm saying? Things ain't gonna happen until he stop. You know, until he. He gets signed off his physical program. You understand? Once they sign him off, then things will be all right. But he's been depressed and stuff. You know, he don't sound depressed, but what he says on Facebook, you know, he don't tell me that he's depressed. He says things on Facebook. You understand? That gives me the impression that he's depressed. You understand? But I told him, just hold on, man. The Almighty coming to get you know, gonna fix you, gonna fix your situation. You understand? Anyway, that's the problem that I'm dealing with.
You know what it is? I'm gonna tell you what it is. It's so hard for our kids to live up to what they see on television.
Yeah.
You know, they give them this false image on television. That life is always fun and it's always happy and we always got something to do and we always got a whole lot of money and let's party all the time and that's just not life.
And you are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct, man. Years ago, my daughter said, I ain't having no fun. Like he pull that party every day.
But that's what they play on TV, a fun, happy, glamorous, long nails, long hair. We're about to have a ball. Let's just party all the time. It's gonna, you're going to have plenty of money, and we're just going to be able to party. But and the thing about it is, and I'm so glad you brought this up because I've been wanting to say this for a long time. To all of our young people and all of our kids and all of our family members here, the Bible says, and it rings true because we are witnesses to it, that there is no new thing under the sun.
Absolutely.
The devil ain't changed. The party ain't changed. Only thing changed was the people.
That is correct.
We did the same thing you all are trying to do, and we was duped the same way you being duped. And eventually you have to come to the conclusion that life is just life. And we had to realize that what we was doing, we was living in a fantasy. We lived in a fantasy.
And you're absolutely correct, sister. I'm going to give you a prime example. It's me. Because I went down to the club the first time and was having such a good time. You understand? I never left the club.
Right.
I wanted to be happy every day, man. I'm telling you, it was a ball. I had a good time. You understand? And so I wanted to have, I thought that was an everyday occurrence, man. You understand? You know, so I understand perfectly. It's the same. It's repetitious. You understand? You know, we think that it's going to be party all the time. It ain't no such thing, man. You understand? We got to go to work. You understand? You got to get busy. You got to make your enjoyment as life goes on. You understand? You know, and don't expect it to happen every day. Hallelujah.
Every day. And that's the problem. You know, they watch TV and they see these big old houses and they go buy a house and nothing wrong with that. They go buy the cars and ain't nothing wrong with that, but you got to have a job. If you don't have a trust fund sitting somewhere, then you need a job.
That is correct.
Or you need to start your own business. And either way it go, you're going to be working 8 hours a day, sometimes longer, to be able to pay for the that you follow. It's just simple as that. It's just that simple.
Correct.
That's hard for them to accept until they get a little older and realize this is real life. This is not fantasy. And I thought about, I want to say this too. I'm going to put this on the record. All these young girls out here getting these booty implants and breast implants and breaking your rib to make your waist tiny. You guys better stop doing it, because when we leave, it ain't going to be nobody in the wilderness to take that mess out.
That is correct. You know, I remember years and years and years ago, do you know Phyllis Diller?
Yeah, I remember Phyllis Diller. Yeah, I sure do.
She used to have all of these facial implants and all of that, man, and as she got older, she started looking real horrible, boy. You know, and I could see that those and the same thing I think it happened with Nancy Pelosi. Why she looked so ugly, her face done got wrinkled all up, man. You know, to the point, you know, she looked like a wrinkled up prune. You understand, in her face, because of all of those facial implants and all of that stuff, man. So we see nobody looks at the future. They just look at now. Oh, it's gorgeous. I'm fine. I look fabulous. You understand what I'm saying? But that stuff, just like all of those guys, man, lift all of them weights. You understand? And they got buffed up and this and that and the other. You understand? They stopped lifting them weights, man. They look that all of that stuff turned to flab. Oh, you understand? You understand? So they want to look at, you know, how they look right now, but it's not how you look right now. It's what's going to happen later on when you don't have the you don't feel like going to the gym. You understand? And when you go, and that turns into, you know, you don't feel like going to the gym today, but that turns into months. I ain't going to the gym this much. You understand? And all of a sudden, your stomach can start getting flat and flabby. Oh, man, it's just a horrible sight. You understand? So we think that we only look at what's going on in our life at that moment.
Yeah. Well, one thing about Nancy Pelosi is Nancy Pelosi is 80 years old. You know, and for an 80-year-old woman, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You can't stop Father Time. It ain't nothing you're going to be able to do to stop that. You can't do nothing about it. It ain't. And at some point in your age, it should be like whatever, you know, because 80 years old, is, if you get around at 80 years old, that is a blessing. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, well, it's a blessing by the Almighty if you live another day, especially in this society. You know what I'm saying? But she would look a little bit better if she had not used all of those implants in her face. You understand? And the guys that doing all of that buff work, man, there's a limit. Yeah, you can't do that all the time and expect you and then stop. You understand? It's gonna take a toll on your body. You understand? If you got out and go and did some physical work, you understand, and that was your job, you know, you physically inclined to do work like that, then you can build up, your body will develop, you understand, over a period of time, you understand. But if you just going to build up certain areas and, oh, shit, and then don't go back to, go ahead.
I was just saying to the girls that's getting these butt implants, please don't do that.
Oh, yeah. That's not good
please
at
don't.
All.
I mean, you know, but the thing about it is again, Israel always copies off of what they see everybody else doing. And right now, this is a big fad. All of the young girls that can afford to do it, they flying to Miami to do it. They flying over to some of these other countries, Mexico and different places, and they letting these doctors implant stuff into their behinds to make their behinds bigger. And one thing about that, it's dangerous as long as please don't do that. I mean, because what's going to happen when you come out with something else? You're going to do that to your body? Let me read the scripture where the Most High said, you're going to pay for the deeds that is done in the flesh. You're going to pay for it.
Okay. That's it. I mean, and it don't look all that good no way to me. it look artificial.
It do. It do.
Yeah. So I understand. But, you know, and if you just be happy in your skin, be happy in the skin that you're in.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. No question about that. You know, it says, and this is New Testament, but I'm going to read it to them anyway so they'll know. For you all who don't believe that, it don't apply. It says, for we must all appear. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he have done, whether it be good or bad. So this body belongs to the Most High Yah, and if you do things to destroy it, you're going to be judged for that. This is his body. He made all of us. And all this stuff you're doing to your body, you better stop it. And they, ain't nobody telling them, ain't nobody saying nothing to them. They just doing whatever they want to do, and they doing however they want to do. And it's like, no, we cannot, we are not supposed. It's just like tattoos. Everybody got tattoos now. Men
totally, so that's ugly as I don't know what. I'm telling you, boy, I just don't get it. I don't understand why you think the tattoos look good on your body. I don't get that. What makes you think that looks good?
I don't know.
Huh?
It says, what does the Bible say about tattoos? Leviticus 19 and 28. We might well go on and go there because it's in there too. All of it is in there. You know, you got to be real careful with what you do. It says, ye shall not, this is to Israel now, ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. The Most High don't want us walking around with no marks printed up on us. He said, nor print any marks
right
upon you. So we ain't supposed to walk around with tattoos on.
I don't know what makes you think you look so good with tattoos. I don't get that. You understand? The only thing that we're supposed to have is Zetes. That's going to represent our connection with our Creator. That's all. We ain't supposed to have everybody is walking, got those, what they call those things, menorah. No, not the menorah. I mean, if we're supposed to do that, the menorah would be fine. But they don't have, they're talking about the Star of David. Nowhere in the scriptures. Now, we read the scriptures all the time, from one year to the next. You understand? And have you seen where there was a Star of David?
No.
But they got that, you know, that's that Jewish stuff. They got everybody going around wearing the five-pointed star. You understand? And I tried to explain it to my brothers and my nephews, you understand, who grew up in this way. Oh, yes, it is. It says it, and this and that. Man, you can't find it in the scripture, not in the Old Testament, period.
Not in the New either. Not in the New either.
You know, I don't get it. I don't get it, man, you understand? And I'm telling you, see, this is what we talked about this the other day when he was talking about us being faithful to the Almighty, you understand, and his laws and how we get chosen to be part of the Almighty's laws, statutes, and commandments. Is that we have to be loyal to the laws, statutes, and ordinances and commandments. You understand? You know, so when you talk about putting the Star of David on your body, you understand? Only thing that you're supposed to wear is the Zetes on your garment. Nothing else. Oh, and it does mention, but I really think that this is Jewish also, something that's supposed to be on your forehead. You understand? You see them Jewish guys with them boxes on their forehead? I think that's Jewish, but I see a lot of brothers and sisters with that. I don't think that we're supposed to have anything but the Zetes.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's just unfortunate. Like I said, and you can't tell them nothing because they know everything. You all think that this is new, and there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new. It's the same thing. It's just maybe you may know it by a different name, but it's the same stuff. The devil don't change. His ways are still the same, and he does it the same way.
Absolutely.
Does it the same way. And then we end up thinking that it's something new and you're doing something. Leave your body alone. You were made. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. You ain't supposed to look like the next girl. You got the stuff that was genetically coded to you. That's what you have. It's not going to change one way or the other. If you put that in your body, let me tell these girls something. It's a billion women out on this earth or more. On this earth, all colors, shapes, and sizes. We all got the same thing. Some got big, some got little. It's not going to change anything one way or the other with what you do to yourself. Stop damaging your body.
And
stop making people rich, paying these people thousands of dollars, $5,000 to $6,000 to do breast implants, $5,000 to $6,000 to do butt implants. Stop giving this money to these people to damage your body because you're going to pay for what's done in the body, to the body. You're going to pay for it. You better stop.
That's right. I agree. This is a sad situation, man. I don't get how they can put all them tattoos on your body. And they paying good money for that, man.
Yeah.
They got one arm full of tattoos and all across your... Oh, man, it's just... It don't look good. I'm telling you, man.
No.
If you think it looks good, you understand, go ahead, do your thing. Let's see what your end be.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Leviticus 19:28. He said, nor print any marks upon you. You is not supposed to print no marks. Leviticus 19:28 tells you don't print no marks upon your body.
It's not in representation of the Almighty nowhere. You understand? You know, they putting all kinds of stuff on their body, but it's not, what does it represent?
Nothing.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The only thing that I know that you're supposed to do is Zetes, and that's to represent the Almighty, you know, that's it. Nothing else.
It's a sad day. I'm telling you, it's a sad day. But like I said, somebody, ain't nobody else talking out against it anymore. They're not saying anything anymore. And you know what? Our children are just going to be wasted if somebody don't stop them and tell them to stop. It's time to stop all this. Because the plan for Yah is to deliver his children out of these lands where we have been scattered. That is the next big thing to happen. And you go to the wilderness, and then you got all this silicone in your breast. You got all this fat that's been pumped into your behind. Some people, even they said they pumping, the way they're doing it now, they putting something in it where the girls got to do squats. If not, it's going to harden up like a brick. You're putting all this stuff in your body, and you're not going to make it.
Yeah, that's correct. That is correct. Yes, and the problem is that they don't have any man or woman trying to explain things to them that's not right, that's not good. You know, most of them doing it off of their own, are going off on their own thinking, and that's not a good thing. You understand?
Yeah.
They don't even try to get somebody to ask them, well, you think I should get breast implants? Do you think I should get butt implants? You understand? You know, they don't have. They're not asking no questions. They're just doing it because they think it looks good and it looks artificial. I'm telling you, man.
It do. It does.
Yeah.
It really does. And black women didn't even used to do plastic surgery. We didn't used to do it because, for one, it was too expensive for any of us to afford. And now they please stop doing this stuff. Please stop doing this stuff.
Well, you know, see, we went against the Almighty law anyway. Years ago, they was putting conking their head. That's what they called it years ago. You understand? But black men was down there during the time of Malcolm X. He had his hair all slicked back and what's the name. That wasn't a good thing, too, because if you didn't know how to do it, it'll burn your head. You understand? And burn your hair out. You understand? But I never did that, man. I watched them guys do that, man. I said, I ain't going that, man. And I seen them, you understand, rushing, trying to get some water on that thing and patting their head, beating their head all up because it was burning. I said, I'm not doing that. Why would I want to do that? But they,
right,
but you know, go ahead.
No, I said absolutely. I'm agreeing with you 100%.
Yeah, I said I'm not doing nothing like that, man. You know, and after years and years passed, you understand, them guys is bald headed. I'm losing my hair anyway, you know, but they're losing their hair because of early. You understand? Because they put that stuff in their hair and it burned out the membranes of the hair. You understand? Oh, man. Just a horrible situation, man. You know, we ain't supposed to do, what we're not supposed to do is take on the ways of the other nation. And that's what we did. And then, we're the only people that take it too far.
we really do. Hold on, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. Check this out.
My name is April, and I'm 47 years old. I was teased about having a flat butt, and I kind of started my mental quest for a larger butt. At 38, a woman who wasn't a doctor said that she did butt injections. A week later, I found myself laying on her daughter's bed, having the silicone injected into my body. I didn't do any research on the silicone that was injected in my body, nor did I do any research on this woman. A year later, after the injection, my butt started to get hard, started getting colored, and then it started itching, and then extremely painful. The second year, I went to numerous doctors to have the silicone removed, but they would have had to remove my butt cheek, and nobody wanted to do that. By the fourth year, I was in excruciating pain. I went to the hospital. One of the nurses put some cream on my butt cheek, ended up eating a hole through my right butt cheek, and 2 months later, I ended up contracting a staph infection. I was rushed to the hospital. They gave me 24 hours to live, put me in an induced coma, and they put me on a medication that would help to increase my blood pressure. That medication caused gangrene to my extremities. Once I came out of the coma, I could see that my hands and my feet were necrotic. I knew that I was going to have to lose my hands and my feet.
Jesus.
And I was just devastated. My hands and my feet, they would never come back. That's over for me. But at least I can use this to help share with someone else so that they would never have to experience anything like this, especially in the name of a butt.
We're joined by April, who is so resilient, board-certified plastic surgeon and butt implant specialist, Dr. Mendieta. And April, you wanted a bigger butt.
I had already had this issue about the butt since I was like 7 years old. I had already, you know, my sister had a larger butt, and the boys kind of liked it her because she had a larger butt. So I kind of vowed in my mind that when I get older, I'm going to get me some butt.
Sure.
Even though I didn't know it was possible to do that, but
yeah.
I thought that. A young lady came into my salon and said she did butt injections. And she had this woman with her who had, I mean, her butt was done well.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. I wanted that. God sent you to me.
Yeah.
It was like that. It
sure.
wasn't even like, I shouldn't do this. I felt like it was a blessing.
Sure.
Like, honestly, I really did.
So you believed the hype, so to speak. I do want to clarify for everyone how one thing led to another. You had these injections performed. Later developed a severe infection in that area, got into your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
With the severe bloodstream infection, led to sepsis, and that's where you have no blood pressure, your limbs get no blood supply. That's why you've lost your arms and your legs.
And my butt cheeks.
And your butt cheeks.
I want you to leave that out.
So there's a right way to do this and a wrong way to
right,
do this.
Absolutely.
Right, gentlemen?
You know what? The biggest issue that we have...
Can you imagine?
Did you hear him say there's a right way and there's a wrong way?
Oh,
ain't no right way and wrong way. That stuff always turn out wrong.
Oh, my goodness. She lost, if you can see her on YouTube, she lost her hands. She has her arms go down to the middle of her arms where her hands are. They're gone. She lost her legs. She has artificial legs. Oh, my goodness. And she lost her butt cheeks. Hold on. I got to play it again. Hold on. I'm going to let it play. Here we go.
Is that there's no control of what's being injected. You're being told one thing and something completely different is happening. And not only that, but let's say that they are using a silicone. There is no medical grade silicone, first of all, but there are degrees of silicone impurity. So people will buy this at Home Depot. They can buy it at any hardware store. You can go online and purchase these things. They'll send you the syringes, non-sterile, to inject. And the problem that's happening is we don't know the purity of it. There is no governing body that's going to tell you these are the standards for what you need to inject.
So hopefully no one here watching will ever get this done. But for those of you out there who maybe have, show us, you know, what you might find and what you can do.
Let's see. First of all, when you open this up, you never know what you're going to find. So you could find something that's as hard as concrete. I don't know if you can take a look at this. I can't even bring it out.
Jesus.
But it starts to look like caulking material, almost like cement. Many times when I take this out, I could throw it on the ground and it'll break the tile.
Wow.
Other times, it can look like this. It's a little bit of a softer substance. It's a lot more gooey, and this is what you call the silicone. But the silicone comes in different grades. Look at that. I mean, it's almost like popping a pimple, but this, you could never get it all out, ever. It's distributed everywhere in the buttock. It's not one location. So if you, let's say you had a gluteal implant, and that's why that's the other way of doing this, I can go in there and remove the implant if there's any problems, and problem solved. Here you can't because you have it all over the body. Mm. And it migrates.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Woo, that's just too much. Y'all, look, our women is doing this. They getting this stuff done. Now they have it where supposedly you can take fat from your stomach, put it into your butt, and it makes your butt bigger. This is what our young women is paying, using their income tax returns and stuff to go do. Anybody want to join the conversation, please push one. Y'all ain't, why are you talking about this kind of stuff? Because we need to talk to our young women about this kind of stuff because they're doing it. If you pay attention to these young girls walking up and down the stores and Walmart and stuff, everybody got a big butt. And it's like, you, that don't even look real. Hold on, area code 478, your mic is open, you're on the air.
That is just incredible. I mean, really, silicone? I didn't know it was the silicone you buy from Lowe's, put in your butt. I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah, big time. I'm telling you.
All in trying to attract a man.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's what it is. And that's not what a man looking for in the first place.
Yep, that's what they're doing. That is exactly what they're doing and what they're doing to their body. They're calling it mommy makeovers. So if you've had babies and your breasts are sagging, or your butt's not big enough, they will charge you thousands of dollars to do a mommy makeover. And listen, I'm telling you.
It is crazy.
It is. It really is. That's exactly what they're doing. That is exactly what they're doing. Like, wow. This is what they putting in their bodies. And they're making our women feel they're inadequate because they don't have these things automatically in their bodies.
Well, see, the thing is that they don't have a mother or father that can tell them any different. You understand? Or, you understand? See, when, your children, they grow up in your household, you understand? And they become, if you bring them up in the way that they should go, you understand, you're not going to have no problem. But if you're not going to tell them anything about what they need to do, no eating in your room, you understand, or whatever, you understand what I'm saying? All the eating is being done at the table, you understand, no eating all over the place, you understand, don't leave no lights on. You got to be able to have parents that's going to put that, try to tell you something, man. You know what I'm saying? But if you got parents, man, that's doing the same thing you doing, you ain't going to have, yeah, I mean, it's a sad day, man. We, it's really going to be a messed up situation, man, as you get older.
They're going to rot from the inside out because they're doing things to the body. My grandmother said that before she left this earth. She said these people going to rot from the inside out with the things that they're doing to their bodies. And it's the truth. It is the truth. Because what they don't understand is that the body is fearfully and wonderfully made. And the way that we have cell regeneration is the cells die off and new cells are created. And there's a code to this human body that those cells know. My code is to generate new cells for the butt. My code is to generate new cells for the breast. My code is to generate new cells for whatever part of the body. And when you introduce something foreign in there, that has to do something to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm telling you. Ooh-wee. And it's not, you got to understand that stuff looks artificial. It don't look good at all. You got big old butt and little narrow legs.
They sure do, bro. Brother Donnie. I was like, Lord Jesus. Hold on, I got to play one more. Here we go. Check this one out. Here we go.
Has gained fame on Instagram for departing from her glamorous look to rant about everything and anything in her hilarious bonnet chronicles. Let's have a look.
Am I the only one who has that one friend who thinks that everybody's hating on her? You know, when that phone ring and her name comes across that caller ID, you be like, you know, it's about to be an hour-long conversation about who don't like her, who's talking about her. I mean, if you want to tell her something bad, ain't nobody talking about you, ain't nobody thinking about you. You ever met a real smart, dumb, you know, somebody that knows all the words in the dictionary, but then you don't know, a thing when it comes to common sense? You know, you'd be like, hey, girl, can you give me directions to the mall? And they'd be like, I don't know the street names, I just know how to get there. I'm showing out at funerals. I mean, you ain't seen Maybelline in 10 years, and now you want to get in the casket. And we all know that Maybelline didn't even like you right there, so what's this really all about? Because you're slowing down the procession.
Please welcome the star of Basketball Wives LA, Tammy Roman, to the show. So, Tammy, I've heard about some of your wonderful rants, but before we get there, so you wear, what are those things called?
Bonnets.
So I don't know if this fits the bill, but we have a special
yay.
Bonnet for you.
This is it. This is it. Thank you so much. I would put it on, but I'm giving you a little Mary J. Blige today.
It looks
so
great.
I don't want to mess it up.
So, you know, I'll put it on.
Okay.
You
there it is.
I want to wear it.
Yeah.
All right.
Sexy.
It looks so I'm not going to rant. But let's talk about some things that I know you like to rant about. And with all due respect, Dr. Orton, I'm going to let you rant on plastic surgery.
It's okay.
Something happened. Wait a minute, y'all. Something just happened. Give me a minute. Something just went on with my computer. Why, I don't know, but we almost there. Let me get it back on. It just went down. But anyway, getting back to what we were talking about, they're still talking about butt implants, and she's going to tell you why she regretted getting the injection in her system. It's not what everybody thinks it is. It isn't. You know, and nothing's like the real thing, no matter how much you do. That's from false teeth to implant teeth to anything you have to put in there. And nothing is like the real thing. I don't care what they do. They cannot make it feel like or look like the real thing. They can get close, but it ain't nothing like the real thing.
You're absolutely correct. I got false teeth, and it's worse than having a wooden leg. I'm telling you.
Real talk. I mean, we just got to be right honest. It is nothing like the real thing at all whatsoever. Nothing.
Absolutely.
But
worse than having a wooden leg, boy.
So, I tell everybody, take care of your teeth, take care of your body, because anything you have to use that man has created as a substitute, it is nothing like it. I don't care what nobody say.
I tell y'all all the time, I say, y'all do the math, man. I got false teeth, eyeglasses, you understand, hearing aid, all of that stuff, man, is artificial, and it's not, and it doesn't take the place of having the original. I'm going to tell you that right now, you understand. Eyeglasses, you understand what I'm saying? You know, you got to try to take care of yourself, man, you know, in these days, especially these days.
Especially. Hold on. Here we go. I got it planned. Here we go.
Rant on plastic surgery.
It's okay.
Oh,
bring it on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here's the thing. I'm fine with plastic surgery. I just wish people wouldn't lie about it. You know, they want us to all think that it's real. You know what I mean?
Listen,
it's like you're standing in front of us with Malaysian hair, Korean nails, a Colombian set of a Brazilian butt, you know, and you want us to think
that.
It's all
at least
natural.
It's very diverse. That's
well,
diverse.
They look like a We Are the World dick club. I mean,
there
it is.
Now, in your own world, any regrets when it comes to cosmetic?
It's the whole fake booty thing. Like, I got the booty injections, you know, and I hate it. I just wanted...
Brazilian butt lift type thing?
Well, not the butt lift. This is straight injections, straight in there.
Of your own fat.
Right. I thought it would do some good. I thought
okay, now this one is different, you guys, because it's her own fat. It's not silicone. They took fat out of her stomach and put it from somewhere in her body and put it in her butt. Now watch what happens.
With plumping it, now I just want to dump it. You know what I mean?
Am I the only person who's feeling my butt right now going, I don't
Listen, you don't want to do it. And okay. And I don't think women actually want to do it. They think it's cool, but I actually broke an elevator yesterday. I was stuck in an elevator. Had
Whoa.
Maximum capacity 5 people. It was me, my boyfriend, and my ass.
This is a great reflection, Tammy. You obviously, you have a lot of fun. You go on rants, but you also deal with real-life situations
yes.
just like the rest of us. Tammy has been very open about her struggle with fertility on Basketball Wise.
Yeah, she said she didn't want to do it. They took fat out of her body and put it in her behind, and she wished she hadn't have done it because there's nothing like the real thing. It's just not. And you stuck with it once they do it. You are stuck with it. You know, so it is very important that we understand this kind of stuff. You know, and everybody want to be a star. Everybody want to be glamorous. Everybody want to be a movie star. And everybody is looking fake, from the drawn on eyebrows to the Brazilian hair hanging down to your butt to the face. Fake breasts, to the fake booties, and it's like, okay, what's real on you? What's real? Because most men don't even like that kind of stuff, to be honest. Am I wrong, guys? I mean, is that what you're looking for? Because it seems like everything on them is fake.
No, that is not what we're looking for.
It's incredible. It's like, why would you do that to yourself? But that's what they're doing.
Because they think it looks cute.
That is incredible. So, I mean, you know, this is what they're dealing with on top of everything else. They're dealing with these implants and stuff. And like I said, when we leave here, there's not going to be anybody in there to help you. When we go where we're going, it's not going to be nobody to help you do what you need to do. It's not going to be nobody. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's just not.
Yep. Sad situation that we're under. If we don't get out of this here soon, it's going to eat up everybody.
It might not be nobody left. I'm serious. It really might, especially of these young people. I don't know. There's some of this stuff, like he said, now they have the type of implants where you can get actual implants put in there, and they can just pull those out. But who want to do that? I don't even know what to say. Anybody else? Let me see. Anybody else want to push one? Or anything, want to push one, I got to fix my computer because it just cut off on me. That was real weird, but nevertheless, it's just weird. It is truly weird to see that kind of stuff happening. Weird. But this is what they're doing. This is what they're talking about doing. And you can't tell them different. This is what they're talking about. Area code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air.
No, I was listening to that. It makes me cringe to think of what people will do to fit the illusion that we're seeing on TV and with the housewives shows and various reality shows. We're just buying this fictitious, fake, satanic, heathen type of culture. And I think it's time for the Most High people to give Babylon their stuff back to them. They got to give it back to him, telling we don't want it. We want what the Most High has given us, and we'll be happy with what he's given us. Not only that, is that some of these things don't even manifest as far as the side effects until a year later. So, you know, just because you may think it's in now and then it's popular, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's time for us to give these people back their Babylon practices.
Hallelujah. I understand. Perfect.
That is incredible, the things that they have, like you said, the Babylonian culture, which is look at me, I'm beautiful, look at me, it's all about me, and everybody's fueling it, from the plastic surgeon doctor to all the other people involved in it, to the one you get done, the one that does it to you in their kitchen on the kitchen table. Everybody is fueling your desire to look at me, and you paying these people to do something to you that's not supposed to be done, and they don't care. You're making these people rich, and they're doing whatever you want them to do, and it's going to end up falling backwards on you after a while. It's not worth it.
No.
Not worth it. It's just not worth it.
And they look like Stepford monsters. They don't even look natural anymore when you see them. I saw a commercial with one of the K-sisters on there, and she looked like a fictitious monster. It was just, she didn't even look real.
I know. It is. They look like, and some of them are making themselves try to look like a Barbie. They want to look like a Barbie doll, and it's like, really? I mean, you wonder where people's minds are. But the Bible tells you in the last days, men are going to become lovers of themselves more than lovers of Yah. And that's what we are looking at today.
They have fear.
They don't.
You're absolutely correct.
They have no fear. Everybody got butt implants, from the Caucasian girl to the Asian girl to the black girl. Everybody got butt implants. And it's like, man, if that stuff decides to turn in on you, it is over. It's over.
And it's got to go somewhere. So it's going to go into the bloodstream, and you don't know if it's going to wreak havoc, or you just don't know. And so, when you talk about silicone, that's scary stuff to put in your body.
Yeah. But everybody is so vain. Everybody is just vain. It's like, I've got to be beautiful no matter what. They're not even taking care of their kids. They're changing the color of their eyes. They're changing. It's just, like you said, they look artificial.
Mm-hmm.
It says that this doctor was jailed for injecting cement in somebody's butt. Cement!
Mm-hmm. That's so ridiculous. I'm telling you, boy.
Amen.
You know what's so funny is that you grow up with a kid that did sometimes you see your children and they born with hazel eyes or whatever eyes. They're born with this. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And the other child got the regular brown eyes. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The one with hazel eyes, she gets looked at from all the guys. All the boys is looking at her. You understand? So the one with the just regular brown eyes, you understand? She goes and gets some eyes. You know, I don't know what they call them, man, but now her eyes is hazel.
Yep.
You understand? You know, just because. You understand? Now, she looked just like the other kids. She's just as cute as the rest of them, but she done changed her eyes. She got put these other eyes in. I said, man, that's not going to work, man. That's, ooh, man. You understand? What's going to happen, you understand, later on? You understand? Later on, it might look good now. Then you the one that brought it up, man, about them kids with them long fingernails. You understand? Those are artificial. And you know that they are artificial because they be long and they be curled. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know who had long fingernails? Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
hers
but
were original. Yeah, hers was original.
Yeah, but hold on. I got you. I want you to listen to some more. We're going to get some more on record. Hold on. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to get some more up here because we're going to put this on the record because when you think about it, think again.
Regret. That's what 35-year-old Courtney Barnes, a.k.a. Ms. Miami, may be feeling after having six illegal injections that gave her a 60-inch butt. The one-time exotic dancer thought a larger derriere was her ticket to success. However, faced with possible medical complications from the shot, she discovered it was anything but.
Right now, I am healthy, but I can't find any peace in that because most of the doctors are saying it's just a matter of time until I have serious health issues.
One of those doctors is board-certified plastic surgeon Constantino Mendieta.
These products will not react in the body until about 7 to 10 years after it's been injected, and you start to get chronic inflammatory reactions, infections. It gets to a point where life is just miserable because you're in the emergency room all the time.
That's information Courtney wishes she had when at 22, she started dancing at a strip club.
The dancer walked up to me and she told me that although I was a pretty girl, if I wanted to make money in the club, I needed a bigger butt.
So taking a referral from the dancer, Courtney set up an appointment for the first of six butt injections, this one at a hotel.
The person who injected me told me that she was a medical assistant who works at a cosmetic office in Miami.
Dr. Mendieta says everything that happened in that first appointment raises major red flags.
The problem is that we have no clue what's being injected. They'll tell you it's one thing, and they'll tell you it's absorbable, and they're injecting something that's completely permanent, that's not medical, and you don't know who's injecting it. They can look the part, but don't go by that.
Courtney says she's still not sure exactly what she was injected with. Black market shots can contain anything from cooking oils to store-bought silicone and even cement. And although Courtney doesn't suffer from any pain right now,
my butt is discolored. My butt sags more.
With nearly 900,000 Instagram followers, Courtney's large backside helped make her a social media star. But she says all she really wants now is to get whatever was injected into her out. Something that won't be all that easy.
So in Courtney's case, if she's starting to have a little bit of symptoms, people may be afraid to touch it because you could activate things and make it a lot worse. Once you start having medical issues that are serious, what you've got to do then is you've got to go in there and you've got to do surgery. And it can be very, very disfiguring surgery. And there's sometimes very little we can do to reconstruct it.
The surgery is not only expensive. In Courtney's case, removal and reconstruction would require multiple operations.
Each removal is well over $20,000. They have to open me up before they could tell me how many surgeries I need.
Dr. Mendieta says the bottom line is always go to a board-certified plastic surgeon if you are considering plumping up your posterior. And to get a backside like Kim Kardashian, Jennifer Lopez, or Beyonce, it's always best to have it injected with your own body fat. But even then, there are always risks.
But anything can happen, even if you're going to a board-certified surgeon, but at least you're with a professional that knows how to treat things if they happen.
As for Courtney,
I'm just trying to be comfortable in my skin right now. Knowing it could be worse, it makes me a bit more grateful, but I still don't like the option.
Courtney has written a book about her experience, I Am Not My Body, But I Wanted a Bigger Butt, and it's available up now. All right. Nothing
there
but...
Go. What y'all got to say about that one? There it is. We don't got me.
Beyonce got implants?
Probably not. No, they were saying if you wanted one like her, or if you wanted to look like her, that this is what, you know, this is what you need to get. But, I mean, all of it is just like it's,
so
it's
then
off
I said
the chain. And we got to do this kind of stuff, y'all. This is a different show than we normally do, but we got to do this because our girls are killing themselves. They are really killing themselves trying to look like the other people in the world. And it's like, no, you can't, no. Like he said, you may not feel nothing now, but 7 to 10 years down the line, and you might be 25 now, but then you get 35 and then you start being sick. You don't want to be sick at 35. That's the prime of your life.
That is correct. Absolutely.
It's some sad stuff. I'm telling you, some scary stuff going on out here now. And like you said, they end up looking like monsters. It's so deformed that it looks like monsters, and they think it's glamorous, and it's like, no, you was already pretty when you started out. Leave it alone.
That is correct. They're not comfortable in their own skin, sister Yaina. You understand? They sister or somebody that they seen that they look up to got a bigger butt and more breasts or you understand? They think that would help them. You understand? Oh no! You understand? It might look good in the beginning, man, but down the road, man, ooh-wee. You understand? You know? How do you fix it after you done broke it?
I think to know that everything you see on TV and magazines and all of this that comes out of Babylon, this is an illusion. That's all it is. It's just an illusion.
That is correct.
And they're
that
trying to get you to buy into this fictitious, satanic, Babylonian reality so they can get you to run out to these doctors or run out to the store or the weave shop or whatever. It's all an illusion. And beauty being youthful in itself is beautiful. Just the natural beauty. It's just being young is beautiful. But as you get older, you can even take care of yourself with skin care and various things, keeping your weight right and everything. But let's appreciate what the Most High has given us, and especially our own people. I mean, we should know better, but we went into this, and that's why I believe the Most High is going to have to take us into the wilderness so we can detox ourselves from all these lies.
We're going to have to,
yeah,
you said
it right, sister. The great delusion. We are in a great delusion. You understand? We delusional to think that if we do something, we're going to change, it'll make us much better, a better person. Oh, man, it's not going to do it, man. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. You understand? And I could see the Almighty Man destroying this place, bringing it down. You understand? That's part of it. You understand?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. No question about it. It's like, man, oh, man, oh, man, it is some serious stuff going on. Hold on, you guys. I got one more for you. Hold on.
Take us back to how you got here.
What'd you
because
say?
I know that you had lost a bunch of weight.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do? What happened?
About 3 years ago, I wanted a tummy tuck.
Okay.
So I had a friend, you know, I have a friend of a friend, and she's like, you know, I have an aunt in Mexico who's done all this stuff, and she really knows there's a great plastic surgeon there.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Yeah, so we go down to Mexico, and he does the consult. He said, you would kind of get more bang for your buck if you went all the way around.
A circumferential body lift.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't go in there complaining about the backside at all, just the front.
Yeah.
So this gentleman decided to sort of have you consider adding things on a while you're there situation.
Right.
So they did sort of thigh lift, tummy tuck, buttock lift, back lift, everything.
Yeah. He used this word, autogenous, something tissue from my tummy tuck.
So autologous fat transfer.
There you go, yes.
So that's a Brazilian butt lift.
Mm-hmm. But it did not look the way that I thought it was going to look. The skin became flaccid, and it's a kind of a dent of the lower buttocks that I didn't have before.
How did the tummy look?
I really did love my stomach.
Beautiful.
I really did.
Well,
my stomach.
If you heal like this, you're basically favoring this
over that.
Right. In general, if you're doing a tummy tuck, you don't want to do a buttock procedure because you've got to lie flat on your buttock while you're recovering from the tummy tuck. Or you lie on your stomach to allow your buttock to heal. Either way, one of them is being disrupted, and that may be exactly what happened in Tequila's case. So they're going to do a revision on you.
He said that he would be able to use fat to fill out the area to give me some more fullness.
Okay.
And I'm actually in pre-op area. The assistant comes in and begins to tell me the doctor has concerns that I don't have enough fat, so he has suggested I use an implant.
Whoa, this is right before going in the operating room?
Yes.
Moments before surgery?
Moments before surgery.
Red flag. That's an absolute no-no in plastic surgery. Okay, so they took you in to do buttock implants.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, the right side looked way better than the left, but the left side was definitely something was wrong.
You can still see the irregularity, and now you just have two buttock implants and the irregularity.
Yes, so then about 7-8 months ago, I started to notice, like, this pain, like almost like in my hips area around the side.
Yeah.
And then I would notice that my leg would fall asleep.
Okay, so it's compressing your sciatic nerve.
Yeah.
That's the main nerve coming into the lower leg. Ouch.
There you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Horror stories.
Ooh, and that sciatic nerve is nothing to mess with. I've had a sciatic nerve attack, and that's some of the worst pain you can ever have.
Other than having a baby, that is the worst pain I have ever experienced.
Okay.
I twisted my sciatic nerve. I have never felt a pain like that before in my – and I tried to go to work, and I just couldn't sit there. I told my boss, I got to go because I'm in too much pain. I've never been in that kind of pain except for childbirth.
No. It can be worse than childbirth. I mean, it can get to the point that you cannot move. You cannot even get out of bed. It can be that bad.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
This is what – doing to their bodies. This is what we have to contend with on top of everything else, because everybody wants to be glamorous. Everybody wants to be a showstopper. Men and women are doing this, you guys. It's not just the girls. Men and women are doing stuff to their bodies. Everybody thinks that the way you look determines what type of person you are. I've heard it from the pulpit to the door. Young people, young men and women that are considered themselves to be pastors and prophets are over the pulpit calling people fat, calling people ugly, calling people because they are really concerned with the outside appearance and the way they look. Men have become lovers of themselves more than lovers of y'all. We're here now.
Mm-hmm.
The days of Noah, as in the days of Noah, yeah?
Yes, ma'am. Everything. You women can't even be mothers for trying to be glamorous. They are not even training their children. They so busy trying to be glamorous. Men can't be fathers because they busy trying to look a certain way and to perceive themselves as a certain way. Y'all got to come and get us. This is going to get uglier and uglier and uglier and uglier. They already walking around with no clothes on, very little clothes on. Men,
that is correct.
They selling stuff that only crisscross and cover certain areas. And it's there.
That is correct.
Yeah, our children and grandchildren can't even watch TV anymore. The commercials with filth. It's horrible.
Yes. It really is. We have arrived to a new era and a new day. And you know what? We thought it was bad before, but we really didn't realize how bad it was getting because this world that we're in has just taken us to a whole nother level. It's a whole nother level.
You're absolutely
correct. And nobody's speaking out against it either.
Oh, no, man, they making money. You understand? The doctor ain't going to tell you, you understand, that the medication ain't working. They just want you to keep buying it.
Yeah, it's some serious stuff jumping off. I'm telling you.
They don't care nothing about that. As long as they getting that, they got that summer home. You understand, they got to be paid for. You understand, them 4-5 cars. You understand, that Mercedes Benz. Come on, man. They ain't going to tell you that it's not good to do that. They don't have nobody. As a matter of fact, they might shoot you if you tell them that they ain't no good.
You know what? I say this because I wanted you to hear what this Caucasian pastor has to say. I want you to hear what he has to say about America. I want you to hear this. I saved this the other day because I said, I got to play this. Hold on. I want you to hear. It's only a few clips, a few seconds, but listen at what he says.
Guys, if you joined a church, you connected with other people, and you were socially acceptable, and you were religious, and you believed in God, and that was good, like the founders of America believed. They didn't believe in the God of the Bible, but they believed they couldn't keep people moral if there wasn't some divine threat.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Did you hear that? He said the founders of America didn't believe in the God of the Bible. Oh!
Wow.
Hold on.
Okay.
I just say this this again. I want you to hear this. Pay attention now. Here we go. Watch.
If you joined a church, you could be hired somewhere because you were one of the good guys. If you joined a church, you connected with other people, and you were socially acceptable, and you were religious, and you believed in God, and that was good, like the founders of America believed. They didn't believe in the God of the Bible, but they believed they couldn't keep people moral if there wasn't some divine threat.
I got to play it one more again. I'm going to put this on. Y'all understand that? So guess what? When you look at your money and it says, in God we trust, they're not talking about y'all.
No, you're right.
Stepped on some toes today. Hold on just a minute. Let me back it. I got to do it one more again. Here we go.
Some church, because if you joined a church, you'd get a job at the bank. If you joined a church, you could be hired somewhere because you were one of the good guys. If you joined a church, you connected with other people, and you were socially acceptable, and you were religious, and you believed in God, and that was good, like the founders of America believed. They didn't believe in the God of the Bible, but they believed they couldn't keep people moral if there wasn't some divine threat. So they created a God of their own imagining to hold over people's heads. And so there was a belief in God, and it was defined primarily by the Bible, so there was a kind of cultural morality that survived a long time in America, and it was showing up in elections 20 years ago, 15 years ago. There was still a consensus. We remember the moral majority, the religious right, and they were still able to get people elected, still able to have some clout and some power. Let me tell you something. Gone.
Mm. Oh, you heard what he said.
Wow, the truth finally comes out, huh?
He said gone. Ain't nobody talking about no repenting. Ain't nobody talking about getting it right. He said we used to have some people that would step up to the plate and at least try to bring some morality into this thing. He said, let me tell you something. Gone. He said, ain't no more of that. Let me do that one more time. Here we go. Watch.
They created a God of their own imagining to hold over people's heads. And so there was a belief in God, and it was defined primarily by the Bible, so there was a kind of cultural morality that survived a long time in America, and it was showing up in elections 20 years ago, 15 years ago. There was still a consensus. We remember the moral majority, the religious right, and they were still able to get people elected, still able to have some clout and some power. Let me tell you something. Gone. Gone. No more. There is no more cultural Christianity. There is no collective Christian consensus that is going to have any power in this country whatsoever. In fact, the more distinctly Christian we are, the more we will be labeled as extremists, bizarre, alien, homophobic, intolerant, guilty of hate crimes. Cultural Christianity is, as we know it, that kind of consensus coming from a biblical understanding is gone. It is gone. The people who now vote in America couldn't care less. They couldn't care less about that. People who carry the elections, they don't want anything to do with that. They want to escape the extremism of cultural Christianity as they see it. So I think as we go forward.
All right, y'all, there you have it. You heard it straight from them. In other words, the God that we brought on the scene that helped to some people to be moral, they don't have any of that anymore. It's a free-for-all. They don't even want to be associated with it anymore. So if you know it's not Yah that they were dealing with in the first place, whatever it was they created, it's a free-for-all now, y'all. I mean, guess what? How many times have we been trying to tell these people this stuff? The same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what it's getting ready to be like?
Mm-hmm.
Woo! And this is coming from a Gentile. He said, we used to have organizations in place that would at least come up against some of this stuff. There was a resistance against certain moral behavior, certain morals, certain things. Gone. Ain't nobody saying that. Ain't nobody talking about repent no more. You don't hear nobody saying repent. You don't hear nobody saying that. They even used to say that in the church. You better repent. Okay. You don't hear that before.
You right.
No. they were introducing the wrong God and not the true God. Sadly, the truth came out to what it really was all about, and now they don't even have control of it.
Nobody can control it. It's far gone now. It's gone.
They used to, in the church, from what I understand, they used to talk against homosexuality.
They talked, but guess what? The thing about that is, and even with that, I'm glad you brought that up. Because there's a big issue going on right now among the homosexuals that are outspoken, and they have a valid point. I look at it like this.
They ain't got no valid point.
Hold on, let me
they
let
don't
me
have
say
a
this.
Valid point.
Let me say what I'm,
go ahead,
let me
go
say
ahead.
What I, let me say this before you say that. Let me say what I have to say. Homosexual is something you can see. You can see them because you see how they act. You see their mannerism. You see how they talk. You see how they do what they do. But what about the stuff in the other people's closets that you can't see? Because if you start, and when I say valid point, what I'm saying is this. If they said, if you can judge us, and I heard one of the guys on YouTube say, if you can get up in the pulpit and speak on homosexuality, how come you didn't get put out of the church when you got busted cheating on your wife?
But that's not having a valid point for homosexuality.
All of it is sin, Brother Donnie. All of it is sin, no matter how you try to slice it.
Yeah, but that, look at the Almighty said, and we know that that's sin, but that doesn't give you the right, that does not make you make it all right because you accuse that brother of having sex with somebody else's wife or committing adultery, you understand? That does not give you the right to be homosexual. And
I didn't say
one
that.
Other
That's
thing here too
said.
Is...
I didn't say that. I didn't say it wasn't wrong. What I'm saying is both of them are punishable by death. If you read Leviticus chapter 20, both of them are punishable with Yah by death. But the point
okay,
that I'm making
I'm saying, is...
Go ahead. No, the point that I'm making is both of it, all of it is wrong. But because we can see them and we can put our eyes on them, you can't see what another person is sneaking and doing. And Yah knows what everybody got some skeletons in their closet and everybody doing some stuff. I'm not taking up for anybody per se, but it just seems like to me that this is the one topic everybody jumps on. But what about the skeletons in our closet? What about the thing, like I said, when you sleep with somebody's wife in Leviticus chapter 20, that's punishable by death.
Okay, let me go a step further here. You understand? You can't make that an excuse for your behavior. Your behavior is your behavior. You can't say, well, what about them? That does not apply.
Like I said, I think it's all wrong. I'm not justifying anyone.
Of course it's all wrong. You know, you are responsible for what you do, what you say out your mouth, you understand, and what you do, you understand, just like anybody else. Now, some of the things that we do is punishable by death, you know, and it's visible and it's in your face, you understand? But that does not give you, you don't have an excuse.
Nobody does. That's what I'm saying.
Make a point about, well, what about those? You understand? You can't say that. Go ahead.
Guess what? If y'all was cut and dry like that, then guess what? We would all be gone. Because I know I done did some things that was wrong.
I know I have,
and it was his mercy that I'm still
look
here
at,
today. I know I did.
Look here, you know, when I pray to the Almighty and I ask him to spare my life for the things that I have done, you understand? So I can't ask him, you know, I can ask him to spare the life of somebody else's, you know, because I see what they have done or I see what they're about to do or I see where they're headed, you understand? But I am responsible for me, you understand?
Absolutely.
I can't...
Absolutely.
Even though all of it is wrong, and at some point we got to trust in the Almighty with all our heart and soul, we got a plight here. Our plight is to go home. You understand? And in order to go home, we got to make amends for those things that we have done in our lifetime, seen and unseen. Hallelujah.
I agree with you. Area code 408, your mic is open, and you on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
We good.
Good. It sounds like you guys are on it, you know. You're getting on it right now.
Yeah, we trying. I mean, you know, it just everybody is responsible for their own actions. Everybody is responsible for everybody.
Let me say something about that, because since you're saying about the responsibility part. Yeah, if you're responsible, then you're going to take responsibility for your actions, and you have to examine your feelings in light of truth. Otherwise, you ain't never going to get down to the heart of the matter and do what you do, because that's what you do best. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know,
yeah.
Man. We got to teach our children the right way, man. We've been doing it the wrong way for way too long, man. It ain't working no more. And so we
Absolutely.
Got to get down on it.
Absolutely.
I agree with you 100%, and that's exactly why we're doing what we're doing today, is to be able to let, there, in other words, all of it is sin. And there are things, because I used to be the same way, like, man, that is punishable unto death. And the Most High stopped me. He said, I got a whole lot of things punishable unto death. It ain't just that. And I had
that's
to be
correct.
Like, whoa, and apologize, because, like I said, those are the things that you can see. What people are doing, but you can't see the stuff people sneaking around and doing. And them very ones that's sneaking around doing the kind of stuff is always the ones that's coming up against them in public, because that's the stuff you can see. And really, at the end of the day, you got to get the mold out your own eye, because we all got stuff that we have done. Real talk.
Okay, but
it's
see, the
wrong.
Thing is that you got to be, you can't, listen, you can't be, you can't negate what you're doing by saying, well, what about these people? What about that? No, you have to be responsible for what you do, seen or unseen.
That's true.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. I agree with you. But that's what I'm
saying. And you can't justify one sin over the other.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, sin is against the Most High, and we can't justify one over the other. Or can we condemn one over the other? And I think that was your point.
Exactly my point. And it's like, you know, you got to clean your own house up, you know, and you have to let people know what the law is. And then it's up to them once you let them. And that's my thing here. This is my biggest issue here. It is our responsibility, because we're the Israelites, to introduce the world to the Elohim of Israel. To let the world know that this is the Elohim that rules the world. And these laws are the laws that he gave Israel to keep. And that Israel has to keep these laws. And that the world now is telling the people of the world, it's okay to do whatever you want to do, long as you're doing it. And you feel good doing it, do it. And our job is to tell them, no, sir, that is incorrect. We have a responsibility to let you know this is what's going to happen to you if you don't do what he tell you to do. Now, guess what? Once we tell you, our hands is off of it. It's up to you, because you're going to have to make your own choice. But you
that
can't be mean because they chose to do that. You can't hate anybody because they choose to live a certain way. Just know what the outcome going to be. That's it.
I agree with
that's
that.
You know, that's all you can do. Because the world is telling people, oh, if you feel like you want to do this, do this. If you feel like you want to be a woman and you a man, be a woman. If you feel like you a man and a woman and want to be a man. If you don't want to be any gender at all, just tell people I'm going to be known by the. I'm not any gender.
Well, see here, the thing is that, you understand, when you started the conversation about there was a homosexual, and he said that, well, what about this? And what he was trying to negate his problem so that you can look at somebody else's problem. But you understand, you don't get a chance to do that. You understand, you're responsible for your actions and your actions alone. You understand, and those people that are those people that are doing other things that are punishable by death, whether they're punishable by death or not, you understand, they are responsible for that. You understand what I'm saying? You know, now you can bring that up in another conversation, but you can't try to negate what you're doing for somebody else. You understand? Now let me ask a question here. What is homosexual? What is that? My interpretation, you understand, is that committing the act is homosexual.
Why?
Makes you a homosexual. If you never commit the act and you just got feminine ways, because everybody has a feminine gene and a masculine gene, and sometimes the masculine gene takes over the feminine, or the feminine takes over the masculine. But there's always something that anyway, you understand, you know, committing the act is homosexuality. If you never committed the act, you're not homosexual. You just got feminine ways.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. I know this is about to get good. I know we're going to go into overtime. I just want to show you two scriptures. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10. It says, "And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall be surely put to death." Now, this is when we come into our own kingdom and we are ruled under the government of Yah. If you do this, you will be put to death. Now, I'm glad you asked that question. You said only you're homosexual only when you commit the act. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, let me ask you a question, one question. So the act is called sodomy. Is that right?
Yeah.
So what happens when a man commits sodomy with his wife? What's that called?
It's still sodomy.
So is that homosexuality?
It's not homosexuality. Well, see, you know, in these days and times, the wording and the meaning of words have changed drastically. You understand? Now, I don't know how that plays out, but we know it's sodomy.
So guess what? Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse
7. And what is,
look here,
let me go a step further. What is sodomy?
Anal sex. Let me read it.
Anal sex, right?
Yeah, let me read it. Deuteronomy 23:17 says, "There shall be no whores among the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite among the sons of Israel." So if that's the case, and we got now, these young people out here, not only are they having sex in the booty, they eating booty. So what does that mean?
I don't know about that. I think that is gross. Go ahead. I mean, sodomy is gross in itself, but then you want to add another level. Come on.
I mean, it's far gone. That's why I said it's so much other filthiness and foolishness out there now. Listen, like I said, all I can say is this for everybody. You better repent, because you can meet the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What happens with people, the husbands and wives that swingers? Because now that's a big thing now, too. They swinging. They sleeping with each other. They swapping wives. They are consenting to committing adultery. What about
well,
that?
Well, you know, I always believe things carry their own wickedness and evil with them. It might not be so apparent at the time, you understand, in front of everybody's face, but as we look at it down the road, you understand, they always carry a little something that's going to make it, that's going to show who they are, what they are. You understand? You know. I've heard that people commit sodomy. You understand? But as long as they keep it in their household, it ain't gonna. It's what's name? But it's going to reveal itself at some point.
It's full. Like I said, it's all. Listen, these kids done went to the left. They done went to the umph degree. When I tell you the umph degree, they have gone to the umph degree, to the point where this is what they're doing.
Yeah.
This is what they're doing.
Well, that's why I see, you know, the Almighty the Almighty will get you, you know, for your doings, for what you do. You understand? That's how that works. You understand? The Almighty gonna get you for what you do. You understand? Sometimes, but seen and unseen. That's what I say.
It's
yeah.
Ugly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, real talk. It's ugly.
Yeah. You understand? You know, they've been committing sodomy in their household. You understand? And they say, "Well, it's in my household, man." You know what's his name? But you can tell it because that woman is walking kind of funny now.
Hold on, brother. Now, I want you to hear this, and this might be a little graphic for some people, but just listen at the tone of these kids. Listen. Watch what he say. Hold on. I'm going to take this back. I'm going to stop it, Bill. If you can't handle this, hang up, because you need to hear this. This is what our kids is listening to. Listen.
I'm scrolling through my comments, you heard? See how you look pussy-ass boys commenting, talking about them. Man, can't you eat ass? Yeah, nickel. I'm a gangster, nickel. Real niggas eat booty, man. Real niggas please they bitches, nickel. I don't get time.
You heard that? Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah. I heard it.
This is what our kids is listening to.
That's because they don't know that there's a punishment due. You know, you got to be, they don't understand the punishment. And like I had mentioned years ago, you understand, is that because the Almighty had not shown himself or shown, you understand, because we in this captivity, man, the Almighty has not shown himself to us, you understand, so that we know that what we do has penalties, you know, so we have to understand that there's a penalty to what you do, but they don't know that because... Go ahead.
I'm just telling you, Brother Donia, we have gone to the umph degree. We here now. It ain't. You heard what he said, and it's on YouTube. You heard what he said. His name, Kevin Gates. He said, "Real niggas eat booty." That's what he said. This is our kids, our young people. This is what we do, man. Listen, y'all better get to y'all's kids, I'm telling you. You'd be surprised. They might smile and not talk about it, but this is what's being done. I told you, a young girl came to me and told me that a guy came at her like that, and she was like, "I don't do that. I'm an Israelite, and I don't get on like that." He said, "Well, good luck with a boyfriend, because you ain't going to find one unless you do it."
That's not true. That's not true. You understand? She just got a hold on, just like anything else, man. You understand? You guys, man, like one of they were all, you know, these. It's a sad, sad day. You understand?
We there now. It ain't no turning back from that. We there now. Did we there? They have crossed. I ain't heard nothing from Brother Yerushalayim. He done got quiet. They done crossed over. They done crossed over.
I'm just sitting here listening in shock.
You say you in shock. Well, hey. Hey.
I mean, you know, I don't generally fool around with a lot of crazy stuff. You know, we kind of close-knit family, stay with each other, you know, and it's just like we miss a lot of stuff that's out there. And my kids would probably be lost.
Yep. That's what it is. That's where we are. Sodomy is a common thing. So, you know, sodomy used to be something that would be identified as two men having sex with each other. But sodomy is being committed by husband and wife now. They doing this. This is what everybody doing. And this is what it is now. It ain't no secret. Don't nobody hide it no more. This is what they doing now.
Yeah.
You know? It's just, you know.
You know, like I said, man, you're responsible for your own cardio, your own butt. You understand what I'm saying? And you need to be, and you need to take a time and take a look at it from, you know what I'm saying? Watch what you're doing. Watch what you're saying. And the reason I say saying, because you can influence people by what you say, not necessarily by what you do. You can say stuff out your mouth, you understand, that gives people an inspiration to do something that is really against what the Almighty had already had ordained us to do. So, you know, it's just, you understand, it's going to be a different, you know, we got to pray for this next, this turnaround here. You understand, it's going to turn around. The Almighty coming to get us out of this mess.
It's commonplace. This is what they do. This is what, but they don't know y'all. They don't care to know y'all. Don't nobody want to know him. They don't care nothing about that. They be like, I don't do church. I ain't into God. I don't do none of that stuff. I do what I want to do. And that's the world we living in today. Our young people are living in that kind of world. They don't have a fear of the Most High. Because you know why? Y'all been real quiet. He been real quiet.
Well, see, this is a punishment, man. He can't call this a punishment and then come get us, because he did that all throughout our other captivities. You understand? We swore we was going to do the right thing, you understand? And he came and got us. We stayed 12 years, we stayed 70 years, you understand? And he came and got us. But this time is a difference, man. He's fed up to his neck, you understand? That he's good, you know, he's not going to come and get us after he told us we going to be in punishment for 400 years. You understand? He's doing this because he said that he was going, that we have to be punished for what we did. You understand? And in turn, he was going to judge these folks. You understand? The ones that held us captive. Go ahead.
Hold on. Area code 214, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, this is an interesting conversation. I hadn't planned on saying anything. But when you talk about homo, I was looking up the definition. From what I can determine, it's derived from Latin meaning man. So the question is it specifically talking about man as in male and female, or is it talking about mankind in general? So that's one thing. But also when you talk about what kids are doing today, and not just children, I mean, it's everyone, it's because people have no boundaries. So you're talking about sodomy, and you're talking about eating booty. People are actually eating crap. I mean, you can go on. There are no boundaries. You can see anything. Yeah, there's something I watched, and I thought, I think this may be my limit, because it was something, two girls in a cup, where one actually took and defecated into a cup, and then they both ate it.
That's disgusting.
This is for public consumption. Then I've been talking about cunnilingus, which is very, 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 very prevalent. I mean, I read all kinds of books, and this is just like a common thing. So we're talking about things that we think are specific to men. We're not talking about what it is that women are doing.
That's
men,
true.
And men are going to women. And so one of the things we're talking about, we're focusing on one thing, but what we're really talking about, there are no boundaries. And the thing is we have a God of order. We have a God that says, I have laws and I have rules in place, and there are consequences for violating these laws. So what we're talking about is we're talking about anal leakage. We're talking about anal cancers. We're talking about oral sex and cunnilingus. We're talking about possibly having all kinds of mouth cancers. We're talking about all kinds of things that may manifest around the outside of the mouth. We're talking about things that can be internally ingested and start to manifest in the body. So you were talking about butt injections. We're talking about all kinds of things that will impact us now. In the future, will impact your children, your reproduction. There are anything more than that. when you don't have boundaries, it means you don't feel safe, but also it means you're exposed to all kinds of things that you can't even protect yourself, because if you say everybody's doing that, things that make you uncomfortable, things that you don't want to necessarily do, you can actually be socially coerced into doing, because there is no foundation. There's no support for you to say, this is the premise on which this is why I say no. If you're not saying it because the Most High has said it, and then it has to be more than, oh, God said, and we're going to go to hell, or there's going to be some consequence. We have to know there is a reason, an immediate reason, and then there is a reason that's going to manifest in the future. And more than that, we have to love the Most High. I think that's the thing that's really key here. Do I really love him to the extent that I do not want to offend him? But if I'm just following a set of rules, and the full rules can be, you know, they may be followed and they may not be followed, and people have latitude to be, you know, whatever they're going to be, because some people say this is right and some people say that's not right. We have to have something where we really are convinced within ourselves that this is the reason why I'm doing it, and I need to know that there is a reason, because I love him, but also there's a reason that he has told me not to do things, because there's an immediate consequence that I can see, and then there's a consequence that I may not be able to see. But the thing is just telling somebody, you know, what the Most High doesn't want you to do, or it's in the law, it's going to take more than that, because this society has actually, as you said, the founding fathers did not believe in this God. So people are serving these other gods. If you're talking about, I'm going to do this because Yah is the God of this nation, he's not. That's not even who people are being pointed to. They're being pointed to a God who says, do what you will and I'll forgive you. Actually, witchcraft, do as thou wilt. So I'm rambling a bit, but it's more than just sodomy. It's more than just cunnilingus. It's more than anal sex. It's more than eating crap.
It's
the Most High said, do these things and you will live. Why will I live? Yep. Because I will preserve your life, and this is how I'll preserve your life. I will keep you from the pestilence. I'll keep you from the disease. I'll keep you from the regrets that you will have for having done something that you are internally embarrassed about, but you can't really articulate because everybody says it's all right.
Yep, that's true. That's right. You're right about that, sis. Only the embarrassment of it all of it, you won't have to never worry about it no more. And these are the things that is happening in the world today, from both male and female, husband and wife, women on women, men on men. Everybody's doing whatever they want to do. They doing it. From young kids on up. We ain't even talking about old people that's grown and married. We talking about high school kids, teenage kids, young adults. These are the things that they're doing.
Oh, starts younger than that, because there are no protections. There are no boundaries. Seriously, if I can access stuff, anybody can access stuff. And believe me, there's stuff that will take you far and wide. It will introduce you to all kinds of things. And if you don't have someone who's sitting there really protecting you, because there should be an innocence. To me, children should be innocent, but it's hard to be innocent in this society, because to be innocent is to be vulnerable, because there is no protection.
And no boundaries. And that is why we're here. That's why we've been here for the last 10 years, 8 years, however long we've been here. That's why we're here. Because we have to educate our people. We have to educate other people. We have to educate all people. This is what your children are doing. So you can ignore it and act like they all innocent and stuff. This is stuff you don't know nothing about. You need to investigate and see what your children are doing. And some of the adults is doing the same thing. You know, so that's why we do what we do. And, you know, it's gruesome and all of that, and it's a bit much, but it's needed to be talked about, because who else is going to bring it out? I don't hear nobody else talking about it. I don't hear nobody else talking about it. All they want to do is talk about homosexuality. It's went way past that. It's way worse than that. They can get back to that, but it's way worse than that. Anytime you eat poop, it's way worse than that. You got to, like I said, it's time to listen, repent.
Yeah, there's a lot more. Believe me.
I believe you.
No boundaries. No boundaries. None.
Man, I just watched a video listened to a video today where a grandson of a well-known pastor of the Holiness Church, man, if I played this video for y'all, you would be like, oh, my God. The grandson said that the grandfather is a bishop in the Holiness Church, and he used to go around with him while he was preaching, and he waited till he was 18, and they was in a room, and he smacked him on his behind and hit him on the front part of what, and told him, I'm finna get some of that. His own grandfather. This is in the church. And they exposing their own family members. When I was working, her and her brother Bo, she said she was 3 years old and her father started having sex with her at 3 years old, from 3 to 17. And these are people in the Church of God in Christ. She said nobody
That's
protects
because
them.
They do not hear Yah.
No.
No.
She said, I was 3. Nobody protected me.
This is why we need a community. All eyes should be on, you know, I'll give you personal. When I was raising my son, I was in school, and I lived away from my family thousands and thousands of miles. I was hesitant to leave him with anything, but the thing that I did do was when he had a babysitter, there were two people there keeping eyes on him, and they were watching each other. They didn't know each other that well, but they knew each other enough to say, we have this child in our charge. And these were actually African men, but they had children of their own. And I felt safe leaving him with them because, first, they were in my program, but more than that, I knew how they felt about their children, and I knew that they were watching each other while they were watching my child. You have to have eyes, and then my child could talk, too. So he could tell me, and believe me, I would talk and ask him stuff. But more than that, just like the girl who's 3, there has to be, yeah.
Hold
yeah.
on, sis. I want you to hear it. Hold on just a second. Hold on.
Where his linen closet is and the kitchen. He pushed me there, grabbed my behind, licked me in my ear, and said, I'm going to get me some of this. I froze up because this is my grandfather.
Did you hear that? It's that kind of stuff going on. This is the kind of stuff in the church. This is going on in the church. And
but it's not shocking.
And these people church on Sunday, and they're raping their own grandkids and their own kids and preaching you down and crying. Man, listen, y'all better repent. That's all I can say, because it's going to get ugly.
I think you said something before where if you know something, you have to turn it in. This is why everybody needs to speak up. In the church, out of the church, it does not matter. Just because somebody makes a confession doesn't mean they're living anything. Doesn't mean they have anything. It's not what they say, it's what they do. If they're acting crazy, call them crazy. If they're doing stuff that's sexually deviant or deviant in any way, call them on it, because it protects not only the person who's being taken advantage of or harmed, it protects the entire community. That's how you strengthen and create a safe community. There can be no pockets where people can hide just because they have some title or just because they're making some profession. It does not matter.
Yeah.
And I love it that he's speaking out.
YouTube speaking out. They all over YouTube. They telling on them. Bishops that's been in the church for years and years and years. People been paying tithe money too. They raping their own grandkids. It's got way worse than anything we could ever begin to imagine. Y'all just don't know. People are turning a deaf ear to it because they don't want to realize how far it's gone. But like the man said, the man I played for you all today, the founding fathers of this nation, did not believe in the God of the Bible. That ain't the God on the back of the dollar. That ain't the one they talking about. So, I just had to say that. I wanted to put that on the record. I want everybody to know that it's out there. We better repent. Ain't nobody talking about repenting. They covering stuff up. They hiding stuff for people. They don't want this mess to come out because they know that if it do, it's going to damage the church's reputation and everybody else's family members that's doing this outside of the people doing everything and anything they are big enough to do. They're talking about legalizing pedophilia. People are involved in bestiality. People doing everything they big enough to do. And all I can tell you is you better repent. All I can say. Because I do every day, daily, every minute. Please forgive me for the things that I have done. Have mercy on me. Show me some mercy. Please forgive me for the sin that I have committed. Every day I go through that. Because guess what? You're gonna have to repent and turn. And it's like, please forgive me for the things that I have, the words that have come out of my mouth, the thoughts that I may have had. It's some serious stuff right here. I don't even know what else to say. I don't know what to say. But I wanted to share that with you so you'll know. Because I know some of y'all in shock. A whole lot of people are hung up because they can't deal with the truth. Yeah, well, I don't know, but I ain't trying to hear all that. You need to. This is what our kids, and even our Israelite kids, when they go and they mingle around these other kids, this is the stuff they talking about.
Absolutely. Run if you want to. It doesn't stop us from being the truth. And I live in splendid isolation, that's what I say. And I'm exposed to this stuff simply by virtue of the fact that it's there. I'm not even an immediate consumer.
Like the girl said on the video, she said, if you young and you at home and your father is molesting you or doing something to you, go tell somebody. Go tell a teacher. Go tell a police officer. Go tell somebody. She sure did. You know, this is the stuff. From 3 years old to 17 years old, this girl did it with her own father. Her own father, and her mother was in the house. Her own father did this to her. Physically had sex with his daughter. And dressed up and went to church every day. I mean, on the days that they had it. Listen. Well, anyway, we're running out of time. It's 5:21. This thing goes off at 5:30. But, you know, I don't even know what to say. She said it's just unfortunate, you know, that this has to happen in our community, but it's happening every day. And she calls him a monster. She said this was a monster. We was living in the house with a monster.
Absolutely.
Well, this is why the Almighty is going to destroy this place and has to call us out of here. Because this cannot be the end of matters. You understand? This has to have a different outcome. You understand? And the only outcome that I can see is that the Almighty is going to come and get his people. And when he brings us back, there will be no unrighteousness seen amongst us in our land.
No. Mm-mm. No. Everybody want to be on YouTube. Everybody want to be on Facebook naked. Everybody taking naked photos. They doing all kind of stuff. And like I said, the only thing we can do is tell you, you better repent and turn and change from your wicked way. Because we all doing it every day, daily. We ain't telling you something we ain't doing because we doing it every day. Because we know he coming. And if they ain't telling you, repent. Because these people is exposing folks. They are exposing people. Woo. It almost leaves you speechless. It do. It just leaves you speechless. It does. It really does. It's like I don't even know, you know, what to say from this point. How did we get so far gone? What happened to us that we went all the way to the left?
This is a punishment, man. You know, did you read Deuteronomy 28? We gonna do everything.
I know, but it's just
that's
like,
the sadness of it. You understand? Is that? I mean, No, the gladness of it is to know that the Almighty going to straighten all of this out. There's nothing that we can do other than to pray and ask the Almighty to forgive us for our sins. And that's an individual thing.
Yes,
we pray for the people, but individually. Hallelujah.
You're right. It's going to take y'all on this one.
Yeah, man, ain't nothing nobody could do, man. I don't care who it is. You understand? There ain't nothing that nobody can do. You understand? The Almighty got to come and straighten this out. There's nothing that we could do, period.
That's the sad
part about it. You understand it? You know, we can't do nothing about it. We got to watch this stuff play out.
Yes, we do. Well,
and the reason that we have to watch it play out is because we got to remember. We got to remember, man, all the things that we went through, all the things that had happened to us. We got to remember that, man, so that we don't repeat it.
Yeah. That is very true. I mean, I can't say nothing, but hallelujah, you are absolutely correct. You know, but somebody in the earth got to tell everybody, you better repent, because you're going to be held accountable for the things that you have done in the flesh. You're going to be held accountable for every person that you have hurt. Every child that you've done something, you're going to be held accountable for that. And for you to still be preaching, and you done did some stuff like this, I don't know how. I really don't know. Well, yes, I do. I know how. But I'm just saying, it's just incredible. You know, it's incredible. But you're going to pay for what we are going to pay for what we have done.
I told you all about this guy in Israel. I mean, in the house of Israel, in Judah, you understand, there was a guy that molested my daughter. And I didn't know about it at the time, you understand. I think about 6 months later, I found out about it, you understand. But had I done that, I'd be in jail today, you understand. But it was because of the Almighty, you understand, is so great in his infinite wisdom, he didn't allow me to get involved in that, you understand. And so, for a long time, even after that, I wanted to see him get physically get paid for molesting my daughter, because I couldn't do nothing I couldn't save her from that tragedy. You understand? And I see the effects on it that it has on her today too. But she's 38 years old. You understand? But for a long time, I wanted to see him get paid. I wanted to see it. But I said, man, I have to let that go. I can't go my life waiting for him to get paid. I got to do my thing and try to console my daughter the best way I possibly can.
Absolutely.
And see, you know, when things like that happen to your children, as a child, you understand, it has a grave effect on them in the latter years.
Yeah, I bet. And you know, like you said, you got to help her get through it. You got to pray to the point where there's no hatred in your heart. And believe me, Yah is going to handle that. He's going to handle that. He's going to handle it. You're going to pay for what you've done. Come on.
But see, it ain't like the fact that I wanted to see. See, I wanted to take my fist and crack him in the jaw. You understand? But I have to let the Almighty do his thing. You understand what I'm saying? Because had I known what I know now, I'd be in jail today. I was carrying a gun then. You understand?
Yes.
And I was eager to use my gun, but I couldn't find no situation that was going to put me in that position.
I understand. Well, guess what? We're going to keep praying for her. We're praying for Sister Couture and her family. We got to end our show now. I think it's been a very good show. Brother Yerushalayim, you want to give the information about the men's call?
Yes, ma'am. I'll go ahead and give that. Men's call is every Tuesday night. It's every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number for the call is 720-820-1215. It's 720-820-1215, and there's no access code needed.
All right. Yeah. And we have a women's call that same time at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the number is 712-770-4066. 712-770-4066. And the access code is 154-102-pound. 154-102-pound. And on that note, we're going to end our call. We want everybody to have a wonderful rest of your week, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday night, or we'll be back on our routine podcast on Wednesday night. Please come and join us. We would love to have you at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time to come into our Old Testament reading. Shalom, shalom, and have a wonderful rest of your week, everyone. Good night.
Shalom.